Greetings from John Paul Jones Arena and welcome to the Virginia Athletics Podcast, which is back after a short hiatus. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and while I was taking it easy on vacation, Bronco Mendenhall's football team was here in Charlottesville sweating through its offseason conditioning program. My guest today is one of the key players on that team, and that's offensive lineman Dylan Renkensmeyer. Dylan, good to see you again. How's the summer going?
Oh, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Summer's great. It's just really humid and hot, but I think Coach Grizz is definitely working us pretty hard, and I think we're going to be in really good shape coming into camp in the season.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's very cool here in this air-conditioned studio. Yes. Outside, it's about to storm, and it's been unbelievably humid. Do you stay in pretty good shape all year, or when you come back at the beginning of the summer, do you steadily improve over that period?
I think there's a big difference between game shape and kind of out of season shape, because I think a lot of like out of season work, it's a lot of shorter sprints and long work. In games, it's more of that the repetitive, like that 5 second burst. But both of them are super important. I can definitely tell how much work you put in the off season definitely translates to being on the field, especially offensive line. We hit the block for 8 seconds sometimes because Bryce is back there right, making things happen. So
you had a special guest at one of your morning workouts a few weeks back. That was the university president, Jim Ryan. Mm-hmm. How would you assess his performance that morning? You know, he could have run with the linemen or the linebackers. He chose to go with Bryce Perkins and the skill guys.
I heard he beat Bryce in a couple of things, but that's not confirmed. No, he's in phenomenal shape. I mean, obviously, yeah. He takes all those runs, and we were all interested to see how do you do with this shorter kind of workouts, and he killed it. So kudos for him to come out here and just dominate the workout.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see the football players join him on one of his 4 mile morning runs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might go better for some guys than for others. As a redshirt junior, you are now officially one of the team's upperclassmen, and with 24 career starts, you have the most of any returning player on offense and the fifth most of anybody on the whole team. With this status, has your role off the field or in the locker room changed?
I think it's definitely elevated a bit, but I think we have a lot of really good leaders on the team and also on the O-line. Definitely being one of the oldest guys in the O-line, along with Ben Trent. There's that added presence and opportunity to take lead, and leadership is influence, so trying to help the younger guys along their way. It's interesting. I don't feel like an old guy. I feel like I just stepped on grounds the other day, and obviously with R.J. Proctor departing before the year, it's kind of weird. We don't have any seniors.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's an interesting dynamic, kind of unusual.
Yeah, no, it's weird, but it's really cool because no one's graduating this year, so we can all hopefully grow together for another year. So that'd be awesome.
In 2017, you became the first UVA freshman in 11 years to start a season opener on the offensive line. You were a redshirt freshman then. Coming off that redshirt year, did you expect to have such an immediate impact? Because once you got that start, you pretty much stayed in the starting lineup.
Yeah, I wasn't. I'm gonna tell you, I didn't expect to start right away as a redshirt freshman. That was kind of something that happened in camp, where it was kind of a surprise. I was like, I tried to take the opportunity and run with it. And the next game was Indiana, and we had some issues on the line, so we reshuffled, and I settled in center and I played that for a couple games. And also played left tackle a bit my first year, and then last year I played mostly center. But I think it was a really great opportunity to go in and play so young and get that experience. I definitely got ragdolled quite a bit my first year.
Right.
So it was a good kind of dip into the waters of what college football was like.
Your offensive line coach every year you've been here has been Garrett Touje. Before he got here with Coach Mendenhall, there was something of a revolving door among O-line coaches here. It was changing regularly. There's some stability here now. What's it like playing for Coach Touje?
I think Coach Touje is an awesome coach. He's definitely one of the best coaches I've ever had in my entire life. A lot of these coaches and staff are awesome. Coach Touje does a great job of managing so many guys. I feel like it's such a hard job. People don't really understand how hard offensive line coach's job is, because you got five guys you got to slot in and play and work through a ton of stuff. You can't just keep subbing people in and out like a receiver or a running back. So he's definitely got a hard job to find the best five best guys and make him stick and gel together. I think he's done a great job. He's definitely made me a better person and a better football player, I would say. Especially having him, that consistency for all 4 years has been phenomenal for learning what he wants, his scheme ideas, what he wants for defense. So that's definitely been a huge positive because my original line coach I committed to here left before I even got on grounds. So thankful he's been here all 4 years.
So you grew up near Denver, and I believe you're the only player from Colorado on the roster. Mm-hmm. Tell us, if you will, about the path you took to UVA. When you committed to Virginia back in June 2015, Mike London was still the head coach here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. So I was my dad was really a big force in my recruiting, and he was like, you got to send film out to a lot of schools. And I was like, all right, I'll send them out to majority kind of West Coast and then maybe some Midwestern schools. That's East Coast, a really long way from my house.
Yeah.
And I was in my library in my school one day, and I was reading this brochure in Virginia. I was like, oh, look, this looks pretty cool. And I also saw a Virginia basketball game on the television, and I was like, I don't know what Virginia is.
So you'd never been to the state?
Never been to the state. I hardly ever registered it outside of history class. And then so I sent my film in, and they came out to watch me a week later, and I got an offer. And then I kind of sat on it and prayed about it a bit. And then I committed, yeah, you said June. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. I didn't really know what to expect coming all the way from a completely different part of the country. But it's been an awesome experience. Obviously, I didn't have to go through that coaching staff turnaround right. and turnout with as some of the fifth years in the team did. But I've had Coach Mendeloff from the beginning, and I think that's been just a phenomenal, phenomenal experience.
So when the new staff came in at the end of the 2015 season, I think I asked you about it before, they kind of reevaluated all the commitments, I think, and some guys stuck and some guys moved on. Did they talk to you and say, like, hey, if you want to go on, that's okay, but you have the option of coming here?
Yeah, no, I was honestly expecting them to tell me to kick rocks and go somewhere else because I only weigh like 240 pounds in high school. So a secret I was desperately trying to hide. But no, Coach Benelaw called me the day of my state championship game in high school. He was like, hey, we want you to come here. And I was like, that's a relief.
So your high school, Valor Christian, has a renowned football program. You won three state titles during your high school career. You played for 2 years with Christian McCaffrey and for 3 years with his brother Dylan, who's now a quarterback at Michigan. Mm-hmm. You also had at least one of your high school games televised live on ESPN2, which is something I'm guessing few of your teammates here can say. What was that experience like? I mean, that's high school football at the highest level.
Yeah, no, it was. You wouldn't really expect like a top-tier football program coming out of a state such as Colorado, but Colorado consistently turns out really good programs that kind of rotate, and right now Valor is kind of like that dominant force. And we had a great coaching staff. There's so much NFL experience and coaching experience. My coach, my first year at Valor, he left to go be the defensive coordinator at Houston Baptist, and then he coached for the Oakland Raiders for a while. So I had Rod Sherman for my remaining 3 years, and he was awesome. Really smart offensively, really used a lot of different ways to utilize a lot of our really good skill players. And it was awesome to go and travel and play other teams. We played teams in Idaho, Arkansas, a bunch of teams from Utah. So that was great to get that kind of experience out of a bubble. It was like a mini college experience.
Did you play any defense in high school?
I like to say I played a lot of defense, but I probably didn't play very much.
Did you try to tackle Christian McCaffrey in practice?
I think I definitely failed at that every time. I remember I played Bryce Perkins in high school one time.
Did you really?
Yeah. That didn't go so well. They beat us, I think, like 21 to like 13 or something. But
was that a made-for-TV game or just a regular season?
I think it was just a little bit of both. But they came in. They had N'Keal Harry, who plays for the Patriots now.
Wow.
And, yeah, he shook me out of my socks.
What was it like playing with Christian McCaffrey, who's obviously had a fantastic college career and is playing really well in the NFL?
Yeah, no, Christian's – everyone likes to talk about Christian's athleticism, but he's a great guy, a great man of faith. He never was above anybody. He liked to steal shorts sometimes because he never brought shorts for practice. But he's awesome. He is the most freakishly athletic person I've ever seen. Him and Lamar Jackson are up there, and so is Bryce Perkins. Right. But he's just you give him any play, he'll make it work.
You arrived at UVA in 2016. That was the first season for Coach Mendenhall and his staff. He's gone from 2-10 to 6-7 to 8-5. There's a lot of excitement among fans this year about UVA football and where it's headed. You know, how would you compare the state of the program in year four with year one, you know, from the inside? Does it feel different?
I mean, the outside is different. Definitely expectations, pressure. But Coach Mendenhall's done a great job of laying the foundation since day one. He's been very honest with everybody. This is what he wants to do. This is what his core pillars are.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed the same. And then everyone else is starting to conform more to his ideas. And as that has happened, we've begun blossoming into a better and better football team. So the buy-in has been insane from a lot of guys in the team and how fast the young guys will buy into his philosophy.
This is the first year during his tenure here that he has a full complement of scholarship offensive linemen. Does it feel different in the meeting room? It's a little more crowded, I'm guessing.
Oh, it's more crowded, but it's way better.
Yeah.
I had 7 offensive linemen my first spring, and that was terrible.
Yeah.
Never got off the field, but it's great to have this many guys. It definitely breeds a new level of competition and makes guys really work for that spot. So I think it's awesome to have this many guys. I think Coach TJ does a great job of bringing in guys that are ready and willing to compete and are willing to buy in. So that's awesome.
There are some promising young O-linemen in the program. Do you have a protege or have proteges who you work with in particular?
I mean, I don't have a protege, but I mean, I work a lot with I think Tyler Fan's done a really good job this summer getting in. He's been one of the most consistent guys in workouts, really dominant, attacking those and getting after it. I think Ryan Sabota is going to be a phenomenal player, future NFL player, combination of size, athleticism, and he works really hard, really smart. I think Joe Bissinger has really bought into the program. He's got one of the best squats in the team. I think that shows when he plays. I haven't really had the opportunity to work with a lot of our first years yet because they work at a different time than we do. But they're really able to buy in. They're trying to learn plays. They're getting in the meeting room. So I think that's really promising.
You've started 21 games at center, 2 games at left tackle, and 1 at right guard, which was against South Carolina in the Belk Bowl last season. Mm-hmm. When I talked to Coach 2J recently, he said if the season began that day, you might be at guard again because of what Victor Olatemi has done at center. Your versatility gives the coaches a lot of options. Is it challenging or fun to play 3 different positions?
I think it's really cool to be able to go. It can be a little bit of a hassle, especially when I first got here, to learn the position from every standpoint. But it's great to just be a help to the coaching staff, and I just want to do anything to help the team win. So wherever they want to put me, I want to try to make it work.
Victor sat out last season after transferring to UVA from the Air Force Academy. What have you seen from him so far? I know he did a lot of scout team work last fall and then took a lot of snapped a lot this spring.
Mm-hmm. I think Vic's a great guy. I think he's a great football player as well. He's going to really turn into something really, I think, very different and special than I think what a lot of people are on the program have seen from a lot of O-linemen in the past. Victor is really strong in the upper body and just overall. So if he punches you, you'll know. He's very, very fast in his ways that he goes and maneuvers around the front so he can get the linebackers quickly. He can pull very well. I think he's going to do great. He's been doing a great job. I think he's going to be a good player.
In 2017, the first year you played, Virginia ranked last among ACC teams in rushing offense, total offense, and scoring offense. Last year, the offense improved to 10th in each of those categories. Is it realistic to expect another step forward this season?
I think it is realistic, and I think it should happen, in my opinion, to take the next step forward to become more one of the ACC elites on the offense. We have a Heisman contender at quarterback. We have a very large quartet of running backs, all of whom have a very specialized set of skills that can really play. Receivers, they've been doing a great job in the season and in the offseason buying in. We got a couple of pretty good grad transfers coming in.
Yep.
Offensive line has really been gelling. I think we're closer now than we ever have been to having a very good offensive line just because the buy-in from the offensive line in particular, and there's just no kind of negative energy in the line room right now. So,
how big a loss in the passing game particularly was Alamide?
Oh, man, that's a big loss. It's really hard to replace a guy who set the all-time mark at UVA for catches. He's a dynamic player. You can do so much with him. Give him a sweep, screen, slant, go route. He can do it all. I think he's going to have a great career at the Falcons. I'd miss you, Alamide, if you're listening to this. I wish you could come back.
Yeah. Bryce Perkins obviously is an amazing athlete, as you mm-hmm. mentioned. What's it like blocking for him? And was there a period of transition just having, a dual threat quarterback to begin with, but mm-hmm. then one is elusive with him?
Yeah, no. My first year playing, when we had Kurt Benkert, Kurt got a great arm, a pretty good guy. He wasn't superbly mobile, but he was very athletic. Bryce is a whole nother level. He can make anything happen. I remember he hurdled the guy in the Louisville game. I just remember standing there, just like, what? But he makes things happen. So we have to hold our blocks and a lot longer we want to, because having him back there gives us a great chance to win.
You're a big proponent of film study. I know. I often see you in the video room at the McHugh Center. Who got you into that? Is that something you brought with you to UVA from high school, or did someone here introduce you to that?
No, I didn't. I didn't really watch a lot of film in high school. I like to turn my thing on, let it run. So people are like, oh man, he watched a ton of film. I watched like no film in high school. I didn't really watch a whole lot of film my first year. I wasn't very committed to the program my first year, but Coach UJ really helped to turn me around, and Jackson Mateo as well helped to focus me. They got me on this thing called VR, which is virtual reality.
Right.
So you could see, from VR, you can see the whole line, make calls from it. So that was really important as a center. And then from there, just transitioned into relentlessly studying the game, seeing what tendencies are, fronts are, blitzes, picking up stuff from other O-linemen. So I think that's become a big proponent of how I want to approach the game and giving me the tools in preparation to attack and play.
How much do you focus on the defensive lineman, the opposing line, the guys you're going to face, or are you looking at your own technique more?
I think during the offseason I look at myself a lot and try to correct mistakes I have had and try to gain more knowledge on my craft. Definitely when I'm getting more in the season, I'll look at a lot more tendencies of the defensive line, hands, feet, where the linebackers are. I think that's huge, but I also think studying yourself also through the season is important to continue to better yourself each week.
It's really hard if you're watching a game on TV, even if you stop and rewind and hit slow motion, to kind of see what's going on the offensive line in particular. There are just so many guys there. Mm. The first time you had the benefit of watching the coach's tape, the tape that you had, were you surprised at the difference and how you could see everything everyone is doing on the field?
Yeah.
Distinctly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think a lot of people's perceptions of offensive line play come from Madden or come from watching on TV. You don't really get to see like the intricacies of what offensive line is. I think offensive line is the most complex technical position in all of sports, because humans aren't really designed to go every direction and with ease. So I think it's really important to see that, because there's always, no matter how good you get, there's always more things you can keep picking up on.
The summer strength and conditioning program wraps up late next week with testing. I think you weighed, you told me, about 270 pounds when you got here mm-hmm. in the summer of 2016. How much have you changed physically during your time here, you know, particularly under Grizz and his staff?
Yeah, no, I think Grizz has done a great job. Him and his whole staff, Coach Shu, Phyllis, DC, Coach Potts. I think they did a great job helping to transform a lot of guys in the team. Personally, my weight, I got to 300 my first year was just by eating just ungodly amounts of food, and it was not the best food. But I think definitely nutrition is being emphasized a lot, and I helped to cut a lot of the bad things out of my diet, trying to streamline my body to be the most ferocious person I can.
What color are you in the – what level have you reached in the strength program?
I'm still gray. I'm working hard to get to orange. I came in, my squat was not very good, so I've been working a lot on that. I just got cleared to start jumping again like a month and a half ago, so that's another thing I need to get better at.
Yeah, I totally forgot to ask you. Mm-hmm. You had off-season knee surgery. Did you hurt it in the bowl game or before then?
No, I hurt it. I hurt it in the bowl game, which was pretty unfortunate because it was the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter of the final game of the season. Mm-hmm. But you're back now.
Yeah, I'm pretty close to being cleared. Hopefully, to be cleared before fall camp. But it's definitely been a grind to get back from that. But I think it's helped me become a better person and a better football player because I've had to take a lot more mental approach to the game.
You have made the ACC's all-academic team twice each of the two seasons you've played so far. What did you end up majoring in, and what's your academic experience been like here?
So I major in global development studies, and I minor in religion. I think GDS, as we call it in the major, it's awesome. It's such a it combines so many other things and majors people don't like to talk about, hard subjects and things that people overlook. And I think that the teachers in there have been great in telling us more and more about the world and having us discuss it and learn about it for ourselves as well, form our own opinions. I think academic experience at UVA is second to none. Obviously, like, there's a lot of competition here because people want to be better and hope maybe get a place on the line. But I think it really helps you to push you to become more and more of your potential.
Which leads me into my next question, which will be the last one for you. When I wrote a story on you in 2017, you told me that you chose UVA because you saw college as a 40-year decision, not a 4-year decision. Has it unfolded the way you'd hoped in that regards, you know, the non-football part of it?
Yeah, I think it's definitely unfolded better than I thought it would, and different than I thought I would, which is good because my original concept of college was pretty skewed. But I think it's been awesome. It helped me develop so much more Coach Mendenhall's culture that he's put in, and then social life here, culturally, spiritually, everything I think has grown tremendously. And learning more and more about the world and the diversity this place offers is awesome.
Well, good. Well, thanks again for coming over from the McHugh Center, braving the thunderstorm. Hope you make it back safely.
Thank you.
I will be in Charlotte tomorrow with Coach Mendenhall and the two Bryces, Bryce Perkins and Bryce Hall, for ACC football kickoff. And then training camp kicks off in a little more than 2 weeks. For information on all our teams, including football, visit virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos.